Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to line it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Rayanne Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to Nebringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along, triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofts it in, long three. The ball was delivered to him just high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Garbery Gym, campus of Piqua High School. The scene of tonight's second game of two. Another lower bracket sectional semifinal. First game won by Rushi here tonight over Houston, 80-44. Our nightcap features the Fort Laramie Redskins, the number 3 seed, against the Triad Cardinals. A lot of red and black around here at the Pickwood Gym tonight as Triad shoots around down to a right, Fort Laramie to the left. Redskins will be the home team attired in white, but fans in the stands adorned in a lot of red and black school colors for each team. Fort Laramie Redskins 18-5 on the year, victorious in tournament game number one against Riverside 69-40. Fort Laramie closed the regular season with a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, a 37-32 triumph over Tri-Village after losing the night before at home to Rushi 46-45. That enabled Rushi to wrap up the Shelby County League. Or I should say Rushi wrapped it up the week before. Rushi, in a meaningless Shelby County League standings game, defeated Fort Laramie by a point on the 17th of February, second time this year that Rushi defeated Fort Laramie. Redskins got off to a great start to open the season 8-0. Have had some offensive sluggish spurts throughout the year, especially late. Fort Laramie's team under head coach Corey Britton seems to be playing better offensively late in the campaign. Defense has always been a strong suit from start to finish this year for the third seed Redskins. Triad Cardinals 9-13 on the year. Head coach is Jason Malone, first year as mentor of the boys, 10 years coaching the girls.
He looked familiar. Yeah. That must have been where I saw him.
Uh-huh. Feature player for Triad, 19 points a game, Hadley LeVan, 6'1", a junior. He scored 29 in Triad's first game tournament win over Lehman Catholic. 29 points, three different players for Lehman tried to guard him, couldn't get it done as Triad beat Lehman 67-62. Triad plays in the North Division of the Ohio Heritage Conference, finished fourth of five teams, but beat Springfield Catholic Central twice, and SCC wound up second in that division. Those were the highlight victories for Triad this year, and the head coach said that maybe the biggest of them all was the win against Lehman Catholic to open the tournament 67-62. Triad did lose 13 times, but it is a club with a lot of offensive firepower. Hadley LeVan, 19 points a game. Thomas O'Neill, a big 6'6 senior in the middle, averages close to 11 a game. So you never know. Fort Laramie just might have its hands full here tonight. Redskins feature three double-digit scorers, Evan Burning, Dylan Braun, Tyler Siegel. Tyler Siegel's had a very good junior year, 6'7 post player. Evan Burning and Cody Gaston have both been compromised a little bit because of slight labrum tears. Each has an arm in a sleeve, although we see that Evan Burning may not be wearing one tonight. Cody Gaston still has his right shoulder dressed in a sleeve. Starting lineup for Fort Laramie includes Cody Gaston, 6'1 senior at guard, 5.5 points a game. Austin Siegel, power forward, 6'3 a junior. And then the three double-digit performers, Tyler Siegel, 6'7 a junior, at 12 a game. Dylan Braun, 13.5 a game, a 6'1 junior. Evan Burning, just under 11 a game, a 6'1 junior. Opening five for the Triad Cardinals. LeVan, the 6'1 junior, as I mentioned, just under 20 per outing. O'Neill in the middle, 6'6 a senior. Jevin Edley, a 5'7 sophomore point guard. Alec Ober, a 5'10 senior guard and wing player, 6'3 senior, Noah Unger. Triad Cardinals in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. And Fort Laramie's in the white, red numerals trimmed in black. We're all set to go. Fort Laramie will advance from right to left on your phone or computer. And Triad left to right, tip to start the game, bounces toward the goal to a right. Fort Laramie tracks it down, and Evan Burning brings it up and over the timeline. The guard out front defending is Jevin Edley. He's on Burning. Triad in his own defense, Chuck.
Looks like a 1-2-2 to start.
Uh-huh. Burning on the perimeter, flips it cross-court to Gaston. Gaston tries to penetrate the zone, stops 15 feet shy of the basket, flips it back out to Burning. Near side to Gaston.
Gaston on the bounce.
Burning has a little hole, drives into the lane, flips it up off the backboard, missed it, no good, got it back, missed, again, rimmed it. Hard work, Austin Siegel, yes. Austin Siegel on the rebound shot. Fort Loramie off and running, 2-0 lead. Three-quarter court pressure. Ball thrown up the left side to O'Neill, who throws it away at midcourt against the press. Burning on the pickoff. Down to Braun, layup, yes. And Fort Loramie jumps in front right away, 4-0. 59 seconds gone, opening period. Timeout, Triad right out of the chute on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Ed Jack's voice cracking with excitement here at the outset. Fort Loramie explodes, 4-0 advantage. And the pressure applied by Fort Loramie seemed to have surprised Triad, Chuck, which was not ready for it.
Yeah, they didn't look like they were ready for their press break at all, so They got a quick timeout. Usually you don't take a full timeout if it's a momentum thing. They wanted to talk about what they wanted to do.
Here's Hadley Levan in backcourt. He's being double-teamed, triple-teamed. Zips up the near side, and the ball is punched out of bounds by Burning as Levan flies into the scorer's table. Almost into the lap of Mr. Bachman on the PA.
They threw the ball back. I thought he had to keep foul balls, but I guess not in basketball.
6:51 to go in the first. Fort Loramie, quick start against Triad. 4-0 lead. Here is Hadley Levan. 6'1 junior goes left side to Edley. Edley sprints into the left corner. He's tied up, looks for help, wants to find Ober, top of the circle, does send it to him. There's a tremendous high arch jump shot, hit the back rim, came down, and let's see, Fort Loramie's on the shoulder of a Triad player.
The ball actually hit the support up there, but no official saw it.
Exactly right, it did. It bounded off a cable up above the basket. Foul on Siegel. That's his first. That's an early foul he didn't need. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Ball inbounded. Deep left corner. Levan goes baseline. Shut off and slid and traveled with the ball. Well, you can bet, Chuck, after a 29-point showcase by Levan against Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie has got a scouting report that's prepared.
Well, I'm sure they saw him, but they knew before that, too. So, yeah, he's marked.
Here's Burning, high left. Oh, a great pass by Burning to Braun. He threw it across the lane, other side of the basket. Braun caught it, far edge of the backboard, and dropped it in, same motion. Tremendous execution by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor comes Triad, and being double-teamed 25 feet away is Edley. And the ball skips off the heel of a Fort Loramie player out of bounds. Redskins' intense pressure seems to have shocked Triad in the first 2 minutes of this game. Here's Levan catching baseline right to O'Neill. He powers to the rim, short on the four-footer. Rebound pinballed around, and Burning's got it for Fort Loramie. Burning rifles a pass ahead to Braun. Flips it near side to Gasson. Cross court to Siegel, low on the right, goes up to shoot, stripped and a foul. Boy, Fort Loramie's half-court passing so far, Chuck, has been sharp.
They look like they are on a mission to play offense tonight.
And it looks like they're on a mission to beat Triad and play Rushi again for the third time.
I think that they would love that.
Free throw, Siegel hits it. 7-0 Fort Loramie on top. 5:39 to go here in the first quarter. Triad shell-shocked at the outset of this game. Second foul attempt, Siegel, Fort Loramie, in again, 8-0 Redskins. try it in backcourt. We'll throw in Thomas O'Neill. 6'6 senior. Up the floor to Edley. He's doubled. Gives it up to Ober, top of the circle. Ober dribbles down the right side of the lane. Hands off to a teammate in the right corner. Back on top is Yevon Edley. Now Ober 25 feet out. Triad really hasn't gotten a good shot yet. Here's Gasson over guarding on the handoff to Levan, 30 feet from the basket. Gasson came out, hedged a bit too aggressively. Triad will throw in right in front of the Fort Laramie bench. 8-0 Redskins. We played just short of 3 minutes. Midcourt, 25 feet away. It's Alec Ober. Veers to the right. Ball knocked away by Nick Brandewey, who's coming off the bench at Fort Laramie, and it goes out of bounds in the corner. Redskins out-hustling Triad here at the start. Very feisty, tenacious defense being exploited here by the Fort Laramie Redskins. Ball inbounded. Brandewey gets a knee on it and pounds it out of bounds. Head coach Malone to her left of Triad, shouting out encouraging instructions as Fort Laramie's got Triad in some hot water at the beginning. Edley on the arc, hand off to O'Neill. Straight away, Levan, 25 feet out. Near side, it goes to Ober. Bounce pass, Edley, right corner, left-hand dribble. Little pick and roll, baseline right with teammate Unger. And did Unger step out of bounds or walk, Chuck?
They call it travel.
Yep. Turnover Triad, which is digging itself a hole early. Down 8-0 to Fort Laramie. 4:49 to go in the first quarter. Nick Brandewey for the Redskins. 6-foot freshman on the floor now. Near side to Gasson. Shot fake on the arc. Doesn't shoot. Back out to Brandewey, who runs the show. Rarely, Chuck, do you see a ninth grader running the attack tournament time in high school basketball, but we're viewing it tonight. Nick Brandewey out on the point.
Well, he started out playing about 50-50, JV and varsity. By the end of the season, he is a varsity basketball player.
Fort Laramie just turned it over. Bad pass out of bounds. Triad has the ball at midcourt. Levan stymied, flips it up to O'Neill, back to Levan, 35 feet away, starts a drive, top of the key. Foul line down the lane. Fort Laramie got a hand on it, knocked it loose. It's rolling out of bounds to Triad. Well, you can bet that Levan will handle the ball a lot and dribble it a lot. Fort Laramie is ready for him. And so far, Chuck, he really hasn't gotten a clean look.
No, I don't think he's gotten a shot yet.
Ball inbound to O'Neill, baseline right. He's tied up by two Fort Laramie players. Shoots it anyway and gets it to go down. 10-footer for the 6'6 post player. Here's Burning down the floor for Fort Laramie. Drives, middle of the lane. He navigated the post and fed it to Austin Siegel for a layup.
That was a heck of a pass that time.
Beautiful dish. Double team backcourt. Fort Laramie's Brandewey takes it away. All the way to the ring. Blocked out of bounds by Triad. 10-2 Fort Laramie. 3:49 to go in the first quarter. Unger is out for Triad. And having entered the game for the Cardinals is Austin Bales, a 5'7 sophomore guard. Here midcourt with the ball. Brandewey's got it for Fort Laramie. Right side, Eli Rosengartner's in now. Eli, a 5'10 sophomore. Out back, here's a long three for the Redskins. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Rebound Bales, up the floor to Unger. Broken up out of bounds off Brandewey. Inbounding is Alec Ober for Triad. He looks inbounds. Throws to Bales. Right back to Ober. On a weave to Unger. Here's a long three-point try by Bales. Overshot it. Didn't catch rim. Ricocheted off the glass. Bounced out to Burning of Fort Laramie. 10-2 Redskins. 3:15 to go first quarter. Between the rings is Brandewey. Head coach Corey Britton of the Redskins shouting out Michigan. Michigan. That's the play. Skip pass left corner. High post, it goes to Braun. He hoists up a three, and it lipped the rim. No good. Rebounded by O'Neill of Triad. Backcourt to Levan. Triad trying to withstand this early charge from Fort Laramie and get settled in here. 10-2 Redskins. Outside the arc on the right. It goes on the play to Ober. He skips it cross court to Levan on the weave to Bales. Bales enters the foul circle. Braun tried to slip over on him, and he shoved. Team foul three on Fort Loramie. 2:39 left here in the first. 10-2 Redskins, who got off to a very quick start. In less than a minute, 4 points immediately. Triad had to use a timeout. Scoring pace has slowed down since. Triad with the ball, top of the circle. Outside the arc, near wing, it's Alec Ober. Here's a step back three, head of the key, a lofty one, and he zeroes in. He was on target. That was a skyscraper way up in the Garbery Gym atmosphere. 10-5, Fort Loramie leads. Dylan Braun's got it outside the arc on the right. Baseline right, Tyler Siegel, straightaway Brandery. Redskins attack the zone, and it's tightened up a little bit since the start of the game. Burning left baseline, now to Braun outside the arc. Whips it past to Austin Siegel in the post. It is busted up by Triad and stolen. Here come the Cardinals down 5. Minute 55 to go, first quarter. Levan 25 feet away. Still dribbling, in motions. Burning comes out to check him. High screen by O'Neal. Levan goes baseline. Austin Siegel picks him up. Skip pass near side. Goes on the play to Jacob Grevy, who's in now, 6 foot junior. His runner from 7 feet is no good. Rebounding foul down inside. Redskin fans thought it was on Triad. Triad fans pleased. It's on Austin Siegel. Or I should say Tyler Siegel, number two. That's big. And that's the one thing that Tyler Siegel's got to guard against. He maximizes his minutes normally when he's on the floor. With some games, unfortunately, for head coach Corey Britton, Tyler's got to sit with foul issues. Free throw by Triad, up and in. Thomas O'Neal, the 6'6 postman, nails it. His second one is off to the right. Burning snags the rebound for Fort Loramie. Minute 31 to go, first quarter. Redskins up 10-6. Braun to Gasson between the rings. Fort Loramie's got the ball 25 feet away. Here's a bad pass. Baseline right, picked off by Levan. He scurries down the floor, running one-hander over Gasson. Misfired, no good. Rebound, try it in the lane. On the arc to Bales. Minute left in the first. Ratterman has entered now for Fort Loramie, right, Chuck?
Yep, Nathan Ratterman, 6'1 sophomore.
Under a minute remaining in the first period. Triads weather the storm. Cardinals within four. Here's a baseline drive. Over all the way to the hoop. Got it for two. Triad playing well now. Has cut Fort Loramie's lead to 2 points. 10-8 Redskins. 50 seconds left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Sydney Yellow Jackets with 3:18 left in the first quarter down at Centerville. Lead Springboro 15-0. Yellow Jackets jump out to a 15-0 start against Springboro. Second tourney game for Sydney. Here is Gasson, high arching three straight away. Left uncovered, and he switched it for Fort Loramie. Cody Gasson airs one out. 13-8. Big basket by the Redskins after the timeout. Triad had closed to 10-8. 20 seconds left in the opening period. Here's a long three, left corner by Bales of Triad. He buries it. Big bucket by Bales of the Cardinals, who cut it to two, 13-11. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Gasson between the rings. Fine start to the game by Triad, but by Fort Loramie, but Triad has bounced back. With 2 seconds left, Dylan Braun missed it. A deep three, right side, overshot it. And Triad's within two of Fort Loramie after one. 13-11 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Fort Loramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning. Triad starts the second quarter. Bad pass. Fort Loramie on a run out the other way. Redskins moving hard to her left. Broken up by Triad beneath the basket. Out of bounds to the Redskins.
If they got a break there, I'm not sure they didn't touch that last.
Exactly. Could have been called the other way, but Fort Loramie will take it. Redskins possess the ball, burning inbounding. Baseline left of the backboard, 13-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins jumped out 10-2. The Triad rebounded and is in the thick of it. Zone defense for the Cardinals. As long as this game stays fairly close, Triad will play zone. Here's Burning at the foul line, turns and hits Austin Siegel low on the right. On the short corner, he banks in a five-footer. Austin Siegel, Chuck, as the season has progressed, more and more of a factor. Foul line O'Neal for Triad down the right side of the lane. The big 6'6 lad hooks it in from 8 feet out. Nice play, O'Neal of the Cardinals. 15-13 in favor of Fort Loramie. Nick Randowy, top of the circle. Right side Braun, right corner Austin Siegel on top to Burning. He jacks up the three, overshot it. It skimmed off the rim, went out of bounds. Cardinals possession, the chance to tie or take the lead. Austin Bales had a brief respite of 30 seconds for Triad. He's nailed a three in this game. He's back on the floor with Edley at guard, along with Levan and O'Neal at center. Down the floor, Edley. Edley's got the ball 25 feet away. Noah Unger, the fifth player on the floor, 6'3 senior. Elbow on the left, it's Levan around Burning. Shot fake in the lane, and then he hits it, and he's fouled. What a play by Levan. He showed some moves right there. Mighty strong. Looked like Nate Lessing on that play, Chuck.
The closest thing to Nate Lessing is he wears the same number.
It is a number three, you're right. Heck of a move by Levan. He tied the game, and then he missed the foul shot short. Ball comes down to Burning of Fort Loramie. 15 all. Left corner, Gasson. Elbow in the left, Burning. Cross court right side to Braun. He hoists up a three and drilled it. Big bucket by Dylan Braun. 18-15, Redskins up three. 6:16 left, second quarter. A near pick at the timeline by Burning. And he slapped down, and that called for the foul, number two.
That's six fouls on Loramie, only one on Triad.
And the Cardinals are in the 1-1 the rest of the first half. Levan backcourt to Edley. Edley dribbles up against Rosengarten, timeline, goes behind the back. Gasson, Rosengarten, Brandewee, Austin Siegel, and Braun as the Redskins go a little smaller. With Tyler Siegel on the bench with two fouls. Here's Levan at the elbow on the right. He faked a pass. Good ball fake and shot it and made it. 15-footer by Levan. Heady play.
Well, I don't know how, if you're guarding him, you leave him when they when he fakes a pass like that.
1 point lead, Fort Loramie. 18-17 score. Rosengarten back to Brandewee. And Brandewee went one way, the ball the other, out of bounds to Triad. 5:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Cardinals up, or I should say second quarter, getting ahead of myself.
Wishful thinking, Jack.
Redskins don't want to be down one, or don't want to be up just one. Middle of the third.
No, they do not.
Second period of play, 5.5 remaining. Fort Gormley leads by 8 points. Here's LeVan. They clear out for him. He zips down the left side of the lane. Hands off to a teammate. Unger below the basket. Shot it. Missed it. Took steps anyway. Good call. LeVan's a creator. He did right there for one of his teammates. He's also a scorer. Got 29 against Lehman Catholic in a 62 win by Triad over Lehman. He's averaging nearly 20 a game, just over 19. Brando, he's got the ball outside the arc on the left. High post, Gaston hits the cutter. Dillon brought in the lane. Jumper off the back of the rim. Rebound down to Triad, which could go on top here. Under 5 to play, second quarter. Bales in backcourt for the Cardinals. Got up a Brando. On a weave, it goes to Ober. Left side, Bales. Bales tried to track it down. He almost stepped on the referee's foot. Out of bounds, it goes to Fort Loramie.
Well, he was touching the ball. The ball was touching the ref, and the ref was standing out of bounds. That makes it out of bounds.
Coming back on the floor for the Fort Loramie Redskins is... Is that Nate Plyman in now?
Yep. Nate Plyman,
6'3"
yep.
Senior Nate Plyman checks in. Austin Siegel gets a respite. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie's lead a scant point after a 10-2 start. Gaston outside the arc, near side, Rosengarten to Cody. Spin move at the elbow. Foul line left, Brandewey. Now Rosengarten, Gaston. Zone defense, but Triad is tricky. Here's Gaston penetrating. Gives it up behind him to the three-point shooter. Bombs away Rosengarten. No good. Off the flange. And the ball flies out to LeVan, who's got it for Triad. 4:11 to go. Second quarter. Cardinals down a point. High screen for LeVan. On a weave to Unger. Unger looks for help. Got to Bebron. Near side LeVan. Gassing on him. Between the rings to Bales, 3:52 to go, second quarter, Fort Loramie up one. Bounce pass O'Neal, elbow on the left, puts it back to Bales. Bales has to run it down side court. Right wing LeVan. Gaston finds him, stays on him, top of the circle. LeVan chucks up a three, but a timeout was called by Triad before the shot. 3:38 left, second quarter, Fort Loramie's lead is one. 18-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Thank you. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you very much. And these Fort Loramie sponsors, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. 3:16 left, second quarter. Triad throws the ball around on the arc. Down a point. Edley, foul line, on a weave, out back to Ober. He veers down the right side of the lane. Running one-hander off the top of the backboard, no good. Strong rebound on the inside by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Foul as Unger was wrapped around the shoulder of Ratterman. Common personal. Only the second foul on Triad in this game. Kind of amazing, Chuck. We played 13 minutes, two fouls on the Cardinals. That's it.
Well, I mean, they're playing zone. They're right. they're not pressing, so that's why Loramie's got six and they only have two.
Gaston, top of the circle. Redskins up one. Neither team scored for nearly 2 minutes. Ball goes to the post. Back out to Cody. High three, off to the right, no good. Look at Austin Siegel go to work. Offensive rebound up and through. Big board, step back by Austin Siegel. He's played extremely well for Fort Loramie. Three-point lead Redskins against pressure. Triad, diagonal pass, another one. It is through the hands of a receiver, and Fort Loramie's got it. Down to Randowee. Randowee pulls up, head of the key, shoots the three. Blocked from behind. Cardinals have got it. Great play. LeVan, a long triple. 25-footer. Yes! LeVan hits it.
He might be a little more Nate Lessing than I thought.
Hadley LeVan, that was every bit of 25 feet, maybe a foot or two beyond it. 2 minutes to go, tied at 20, late second quarter. Ratterman, Gasson, skips it cross court to Braun. Braun juggles at the bench, throws it to the timeline. It's rolling into backcourt, violation for Loramie. Triad's got the Redskins flustered with the zone.
It looks like there's some nervous faces across the way in the Fort Loramie crowd.
Chuck, the Redskins scored 10 points in the game's first 4.5 minutes and only 10 points since. 20-20 tie.
A nice timeout when they were down 4-0 by Triad real quickly into the game.
Yep, sure did. Here is LeVan with the ball in the left corner. Whistle blows away from the action. Moving screen against Triad. New player in off the bench. Jacob Grevy, 6 foot junior, picked up the foul. He wasn't stationary. Trying to set up away from the ball. Fort Loramie gets it on the turnover, and Gasson's got the ball, elbow in the right. He backs down against the teeth of the defense, fades away awkwardly, banked it, missed it, no good. As Gasson was in some trouble, shot it anyway, and the Cardinals have got the easy board. 20-20 tie, minute 21 to go, first half. The Triad zone has really stuffed the Fort Loramie offense since the midpoint of the first quarter. Here's Bales into the top of the key, steps back, doesn't shoot. Now LeVan, picked up by Gasson. LeVan retreats. Hedging is Austin Siegel, left side Bales, shot fake. Then he pulls up and shoots it, 26-footer, overshot it. And the rebound cannot be saved by O'Neal.
Well, I've not seen him, so I'm not going to be critical of the shot, but it would not be a shot I want to see in a 2020 game right now.
Although Bales did make one that was every bit that far, but that one hit nothing. And it's like a bad pass out of bounds.
Well, I was talking more about the clock.
Sure, too much time left. 50 seconds to go, first quarter, Fort Loramie with the opportunity. Right side to Braun. He's left open, and he comes to the three-pointer. Another terrific hoop by Braun. He was left open.
Rosengarten.
My mistake. It was 33, not 32. 23-20 lead for Fort Loramie. Huge goal. Oh, here's a back cut by Triad, pulling up at the elbow on the left. He is over, and he slid the back foot. That's a walk. Rosengarten has come in off the bench, nailed a big three-point basket for the Redskins to give Fort Loramie some cushion late in the second quarter. 20 seconds to go. 23-20 Redskins. Rosengarten, Braun. Now Brandewee, midcourt. They overload far right side of the zone. Now it's Braun. Braun gets a screen, shoots it. It is no good off to the right. 2 seconds remaining. Here's Bales running 45-footer midcourt off to the right. No good. First half finishes. Redskins last three by Braun didn't go. Although the possession before that, Rosengarten notched one, a tray. And the Redskins are up three at the half. It looked like Fort Loramie was going to run away from Triad in the first 3 or 4 minutes, but not so. 23-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins are in a game with the Triad Cardinals here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney. Sidney. Phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sidney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sidney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sidney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sidney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sidney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Fort Loramie leads 23-20 over Triad. Rushi won game one tonight over Houston 80-44. Rushi's in the lower bracket sectional championship on Saturday night against the winner of this game. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned and builds a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. And thanks as well tonight to M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a tire sale you won't get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. M&A Muffler and Tires, free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, that's Jeff Gebhardt, at 295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney. Redskins up three. Triad zone has been tight. And Fort Loramie has settled for a number of outside shots, Chuck.
Well, they've shot the ball three of 10 from shooting threes. That's not what they want to do. 9 of 23 from the floor, 39%. Triad, 8 of 14, 57%. They made three of their six threes. 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Loramie made both of theirs. There's no real, I mean, you look at the stats. Turnovers, 9 for Triad and 6 for Loramie. Rebounding is exactly the same. Each team has 11. Loramie has a 5-2 offensive rebounding advantage. Individual scoring for Triad, they were led by LeVan with 7. They got 5 each from O'Neal and Over. And they got 3 from Bales. They scored 11 and 9, 20 for the half. Loramie, on the other hand, was led by Austin Siegel with 8. He had a good first half. Dylan Braun has 7. Then they go down to Rosengarten with 3, Gasson with 3, Tyler Siegel with 2. They scored 13 and 10. They have the 3-point lead at the half, 23-20.
Now, Chuck, where against this zone does Fort Loramie need to get the basketball to score more points?
Well, for one thing, the last time, they had Gasson in the middle of it. Yeah, I mean, he's a good passer, but they need to get Siegel back out there. He had 2 fouls.
Right.
You get Austin high, you get Tyler low, you throw the ball high down, or you throw it low and let the one at the foul line roll down the lane. You got to dribble into the seams to make the defense come play, and then you can find people open. They 10 threes against the zone. The three-pointer always looks like it's open against the zone defense, but you got to have patience, and you got to do – run your offense and do the right things to get better shots.
Well, thank goodness for the very good start by Fort Loramie. Triad outplayed the Redskins the last 9 or 10 minutes of that first half. Fort Loramie needs to get some separation to perhaps force Triad into an alternative defensive set.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Yeah,
that 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Longtime underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you very much. 23-20, Fort Loramie over Triad. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Fort Loramie Redskins 23, Triad Cardinals 20. We'll start the third quarter here in a couple of minutes. Our student-athlete spotlight segment on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by Local Equipment at Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success and has done so on Scores Broadcast since our inception 11 years ago. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And during boys' tournament basketball, we highlight the seniors, only two of them, on this very youthful but experienced Fort Loramie varsity roster. Nate Kleiman, a senior. Cody Gasson, a senior. Nate, a 6'3 power forward. Cody, a 6'1 guard. Each an outstanding student athlete. That's what Local Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com promotes. Academic success by student athletes. And we salute Cody Gasson, Nate Kleiman, seniors for Fort Loramie, under the spotlight tonight thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Third quarter underway. Fort Loramie with possession. Cody Gasson goes high post to Tyler Siegel, who's got two fouls. Now to Burning, out to Gasson. 23-20 Fort Loramie. Gasson probes the middle, tries to thread the needle on a bounce pass. It's knocked away down low by Triad, which comes out of there with it. Turnover Fort Loramie to start the second half. Here's Edley, far right wing, picked up by Burning, 25 feet out. Edley on the dribble. Left hand goes to a Neal, baseline left. He goes to work on Tyler Siegel. Hook shot right in front, off the back rim. Rebound low in the right, Bill LeVan. Shot blocked away. Taken by Unger. Unger missed it from 5 feet. It is missed again by Unger. O'Neill's got it and rolls off his fingertips into the hands of Gaston. Quickly down the floor to Braun, 24-footer, in and out, no good. Look at that rebound by Gaston, knocked out of bounds by O'Neill. Cody Gaston went in among the trees, Chuck.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad spot for him. He's a strong kid. At the other end, Tyler Siegel had three block shots on that sequence without picking up his third foul.
Boy, Tyler's so important. Fort Loramie inbounding, left corner, it is burning right into the post to Tyler, and O'Neill is lying on his back. Common foul against Triad. Fort Loramie ball, baseline left, goes into Braun. Now Gaston, head of the key, near side Dillon, 25 feet out, 23-20 our score. That's where we stood at the half. Redskins are up three. Minute 15 played, third period. Austin Siegel, short corner, on top to Burning. Now to Gaston, straight away, high right, Burning on the arc. The two Siegels in the lane trying to post up. Fort Loramie content to play pitch and catch. Burning motions, throws low on the right for Austin Siegel. It rolls off his arm and goes out of bounds. He broke free momentarily. Good-looking pass. Austin might have been shielded by another player. And
I think that's what happened. Yeah. He didn't see the pass till it got to him.
Now the flight of the ball coming to him surprised him, handcuffed him. Here comes Triad down the floor. Two quick turnovers by Fort Loramie to start the second half. We're stuck at 23-20. 6:18 to go. Burning fights Edley at the top of the circle and claws the ball away. Steal Redskins. Outlet to Braun. He motors down the floor against O'Neill. All the way to the cup. Blocked, but a foul. O'Neill walloped Braun on the arm. Dillon with a stripe. He's got two. Two team fouls on Triad already, Chuck. In less than 2 minutes of the third quarter, Triad didn't have two for 8 minutes of the first half. Free throw, Dillon Braun. Front rim, backboard, and down through. 24-20, Fort Loramie. That is the first point of the second half. Second shot, Dillon Braun. Couple bounces, up and in. Courtesy of Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Sydney 19, Springboro 8 at the end of the first quarter at Centerville in D1 tournament action tonight. Here's LeVan, near side to Ober. Left corner, Edley goes baseline. Hand off to Unger in the paint. Had a shot, didn't take it. Threw it out back to LeVan. Fort Loramie knocks a three. Scramble for the ball. Over and back is ruled against Triad.
I'm not sure I agree with that one. That was a loose ball that was touched by both players.
Fort Loramie gets a break there, and Triad coaching staff to her left, not pleased.
Well, he said it was a tip and a push, and he was right about both.
Burning, Gaston, 30 feet out. Left wing, Dillon Braun. Ball thrown over the top of the zone defense to Burning. Into the middle to Tyler Siegel, baseline right, half hook shot, 7-footer, Chris. Oh, that was a big-time post move right there. 27-20, Fort Loramie inches out to a 7-point lead. Here's Edley exploding down the floor. Baseline left to the 6'6 O'Neill. He's way out on the court, 17-footer long. Rebound Fort Loramie, down the floor to Burning. Burning to Siegel, to Gaston in the lane, to Tyler low in the right, up, no good. Good defense by O'Neill, who got a piece of it. And here comes Triad. LeVan on the giddy-up. Right down the middle, all the way to the rack. Left-hand shot. No good. Offensive foul. Triad bench is fuming, man.
Well, you know what? He didn't take a square, but he didn't move, and it's not his fault. If he went and tried to go around him, but he still initiated the contact, that was a correct call.
Austin Siegel might have been pretty far down toward.
But the problem is they don't have. That's not a rule in high school basketball. It should be, but it's not.
5 minutes, third quarter. 27-24 at Loramie. Cardinals have had a few things to gripe about here at the start of the second half. Burning 25 feet out. Tyler Siegel mid-post. Hand off to Braun, foul line. Dumps it left to Brandoe. Open look, three-pointer. It barely caught iron. Into the lap of LeVan. Triad has not scored yet in the third period. 27-24 Loramie. Here's LeVan pulling up at the elbow on the left. He tries a jump shot. Was it behind the arc, Chuck? He was. He leaped in the air, He sprung forward. His starting point was behind the arc. He was fouled up off the ground. About foul line extended left. He's awarded three free throws. And he swished it. 27-21. Fort Loramie up 6. 4:37 left, third quarter. How many points for LeVan with that made free throw?
That's 8.
Now 9. Averaging over 19 a game on the year at 29 against Lehman Catholic in the 67-62 Triad win. Opening round action here at Piqua on the weekend. Two free throws in by LeVan. Here's the third of three. Fouled in the act of shooting a triple. Up and in there as well. A trio of free throws by LeVan. And it's 27-23. Fort Loramie's lead is 4. Here's Dylan Braun, left side of the floor, lost it, got it back. Ball wheeled around the top of the circle to Rosengarten, right side of the floor, now Brandewee. Foul line, Tyler Siegel, back cut, baseline right, Rosengarten. Open look, 15-foot J, strong, no good. Rebound down to Triad. 27-23 Redskins, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Overplay by Brandewee on the arc, and he tagged the intended receiver. Ober on the arm. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Triad. Far side. Ober into the corner to O'Neill. Fort Loramie man-to-manning from start to this point. Here's LeVan on the go into the lane. Motors toward the basket and hits a runner. He banked it in. Formidable play. Athletic player. Averaging just under 20 a game for Triad. Cuts Fort Loramie's lead down to 27-25. All 5 points in the period for Triad by LeVan. Here is Gasson. Gasson slices into the lane. Good dish off to Tyler Siegel, and he's hammered on the arm.
That's what's effective. You get the defense to move. You throw the ball down there to Siegel. He's going to get a layup, or they got to foul him.
Yep, between Cody Gasson and Evan Burning, the Redskins simply have to probe the foul line below.
And that was 3 fouls on O'Neill.
And at 6'6", he is the big force in the paint for Triad. He's got to sit. Unger at 6'3", back on the floor. Tyler Siegel took his first free throw and missed it. Right, Chuck?
Yes.
Second one, also no good. Look at Brandewee go up and get the board. He spins, flips it back out to a teammate. Brandewee was over-guarded from the backside. Once he spun after getting the rebound, and Fort Loramie retains possession, inbounding baseline right. Tyler Siegel did not connect on either free throw. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's lead is 2. Ratterman back in. Redskins play pitch and catch. They throw to Brandewee at the foul line. They look for Austin Siegel low on the right. Tyler out momentarily. Ratterman on the floor for him. Rosengarten, Gasson, skip pass. Ratterman comes right back to Gasson. Good ball work. Brandewee in the middle, down low on the right. Austin Siegel powers to the basket. Too hard, but a foul. Sharing of the ball.
Good
beautiful.
Ball that time.
Beautifully
good ball
done.
Moving.
Yep. Well done before Loramie.
Austin Siegel.
Redskins made about 7 passes in the span of 10 or 11 seconds, if that. Austin Siegel, 2 foul shots, shoots it, missed it, off to the right. 3 in a row missed by the inside players of the Redskins, who still lead 27-25. It's been a 5-4 third quarter in favor of Triad. 3:14 left. Second shot, Austin Siegel, off to the right again, in and out. Loose ball rebound, scrum for it, pile up. Triad comes out of there with it. Staking his way down the floor is Ober. Flips to LeVan behind him. Gasson guards him. Now delivered to Bales at the Indians logo at midcourt. 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. 27-25 Fort Loramie. Unger's got it 30 feet out. Austin Siegel checks in. Now Bales. Right side LeVan. He fakes right, goes left, spin move, foul line. Weaves, gives it to Ober. Ober jacks up a high arching ball, a three-pointer. Banked it! He banked it! My goodness, where'd that come from? And Triad's got the lead on a three-point banker by Ober. 28-27 Triad. Gasson, foul line, Brandewey throws left corner, broken up and stolen. Triad on the intercept. Redskins getting somewhat predictable, entering that ball to the post against the zone. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Triad giving the Redskins all Fort Loramie can handle. Dribble drive over into the lane. Left corner to a teammate who juggled, nearly walked. Then the ball is dealt right back to Ober. Here is LeVan, 30 feet out on the floor against Gasson. LeVan flips it back to Ober, who's coming off the made three. He dribbles down the right side of the lane. Goes to a teammate, baseline right. Jump shot by Unger, long. Rebound comes down to Brandewey of Fort Loramie. That shot missed everything. Head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. A minute 36 to go, third quarter. Triad is up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Oh, you've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Dyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals. Customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of many who go to Geyer's. They travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, even East Coast, West Coast, and Alaska. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way ever since. Geyer's in Fort Loramie, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Great drive to the basket by Braun after the timeout, a beauty. As he strolled to the rim from the left corner, got the ball to fall, and then Triad comes blazing a trail right back down the floor, and we've got a travel in the lane. Pivoting was Unger. That's his second walking violation here in this quarter. That was a big miscue after the Fort Loramie make.
Well, Triad has pushed out their defense, and now they're going to back it off. They tried to trap, and they got burned the first time.
Here's a broken pass at midcourt, stolen by Bales. Hand off to Edley. Edley skips to the rim, all the way to the cup. Got it. Steal by Triad at midcourt. Redskins got sloppy. Cardinals turned it into a goal. 30-29. Triad back up one. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. Burning lobs, foul line to Austin Siegel. Right wing Braun. Somebody from Fort Loramie's got to make jump shots. Braun baseline, out back to Burning, high arching three, hit the flange. Long rebound, Siegel holding foul Unger as he tried to beat Tyler Siegel to it. And now the Redskins are in the bonus.
The difference is they got to make the free throws now.
Yep.
They've missed their last four.
Yeah, Fort Loramie shot free throws at a better than 75% clip during that 8-0 winning streak at the start of the season. Fort Loramie's leveled off to just over 60 for the year now. Free throw by Tyler Siegel. Pinballs around and comes out. It's no good. The 1-1 is missed. Loose ball rebound in the right corner. Fort Loramie can't get it. It's out of bounds to Triad. 23.5 left, third quarter. 30-29. Triad leads. Head coach Malone of Triad barking out one shot to our left. Here is Edley in backcourt. Flipped it up the near side to LeVan. 10 seconds to go. Triad up one late in the third. LeVan at the timeline. Wants to get a screen. Pulls up and shoots the three. It's a long one. It's a 27-footer. Hit the rim twice. No good. Just before the buzzer. Wow. Chuck, it was online. We had a great view. And it was fairly soft for a long, long three. It bounced around and
stayed on the rim. I thought when it hit the rim the second time, it was going to go in.
That was scary for Fort Loramie. Triad up a point, 30-29 into the third quarter. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
And thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them, Francis Schulze and Superior in Rushi. Thank you very much. Triad, one-point lead with the ball, starting the fourth quarter. Redskins in some hot water, opened up the game 10-2, but Triad has taken the fight to Fort Loramie ever since.
Well, they've had an eight-point lead to start the game. They were up seven there in the third quarter, and Triad has not gone away.
Jevin Edley on the bounce near midcourt. The little guard hands off to LeVan. He retreats to the timeline. LeVan dribbling. Fakes right, goes left, elbow in the left, nearly walk. Hand off to O'Neal. Shot fake, 16-footer. Hop, step, and a jump all the way to the rack. Scores! 6-6 O'Neal. Excellent maneuver. 32-29, Triad up three. Gassing down the floor, right corner, Braun. Ball high overhead, skips it left side to Burning. Burning bolts to the basket, baseline left. Pull up Jay, six-footer in. Big goal by Burning.
That was his first basket.
Triad had led 32-29 with 6:45 to go in the fourth before that Burning goal. Here's Triad down the floor to LeVan. Foul line, open look, swish on the jump shot. Scattered floor momentarily. Fort Loramie got a piece of the pass. It opened up the foul line J for LeVan. Triad back up three. 6:25 to go in the fourth. 34-31 Cardinals. Burning top of the circle. Foul line. Tyler Siegel. Left corner. Gasson. Hoists up the three. Around and out. No good. Rebound. Volleyballed around. Fort Loramie's on the back. O'Neal at 6'6 for Triad. He's got lengthy arms. Way down below his hips go his hands. And he got the palm of his right hand on that rebound. He was shoved in the back by Austin Siegel. Third team foul in Fort Loramie. Seven on Triad. Here comes Edley down the floor, midcourt. It is intercepted by Burning. He can't save it, though, on the far side. 6:06 to go in the game. Fort Loramie behind by three. 34-31, Triad's biggest lead.
When you look at O'Neal, the 6'6 sophomore, and Hadley as a junior, I think we're going to see a little more of them again next year.
This could very likely be a seeded team, one of the top four seeds next year in the Pickwa Boys D4 tourney. Let's see, what do we have? Substitution, Triad, scores table.
He didn't check in, I guess.
Unger back in. Noah Unger, 6'3 senior. Unger, O'Neal, Ober, Jevin Edley, the little point guard, and LeVan. Here's a double team on Edley at midcourt. Braun and Gasson sandwich him. The player almost walked. Triad got a timeout in the nick of time. 6:01 to go in the game. Triad leads by three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Fort Loramie Redskins need a defensive stand right here. Triad's got possession of the ball up three. A chance to push the advantage to 5 or 6. Inbounded O'Neal at midcourt. O'Neal picks up his dribble. Goes to the elbow on the left to Unger. Back out to Edley. Three team fouls in Fort Loramie. 7 in Triad. Tie 40 left to go in this game. Here's Unger. Here's LeVan in the left corner. Tries to drive on Gaston. He's doubled. Leans in beneath Gaston and dragged the pivot, but very good defense by the Redskins.
Yeah, he did a good job. Gaston shut him off on the baseline that time.
LeVan tried to work and work and work some more. Fort Loramie's defense would have no part of it. And the D by the Redskins caused the miscue, but Triad turning it over. The Cardinals, Fort Loramie behind the three with possession. 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Braun deep in the left corner. Flips it back out to Rosengarten. High left to Burning. Burning lobs low in the right. Caught Boston Siegel and he scores. What a pass by Evan Burning. Well, he threaded the needle through the midair. That was about a 25-foot pass to Austin Siegel, who caught it 3 feet to the right of the rim. Here's Edley into the forecourt for Triad. Braun all over him, and he caused him to turn it over. Edley bounced it off his ankle out of bounds. 5:12 left here in the fourth. 34-33 in favor of Triad. Edley comes out, bails in for the Cardinals at guard.
Good quick hands that time by Braun.
Midcourt, Burning, right side, Braun, left side, Rosengarten, now Burning, key possession, Redskins, who are shooting for the lead. Left corner, Dylan Braun, now Burning 30 feet away. Into the post, Austin Siegel, left corner, Braun, jacks up a three ball, hits it, Redskins lead by two. Five straight by Fort Loramie, which has overcome a three-point deficit, 4:40 left to go in the game. Bad pass by Bales. Overplay by Rosengarten. Down to Braun. Look at him go. Layup is good. What a bust out by the Redskins. They lead by four. 38-34, Fort Loramie. 4:28 to go in the game. Triad's got to get a timeout. 38-34, Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
A 90-second run of 7 points in succession by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins have gelled here midway fourth quarter to leap on top by four after being down three. Seven in a row by Fort Loramie, 38-34 Redskins, 4:10 to go in the fourth. Here's Bales on top to LeVan. He sizes up a three, a long one. Hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Austin Siegel over the back on Triad. Boy, that was a mystery foul to me, Chuck. It looked like two Fort Loramie players were grappling for the ball.
They were, but the 32 was on the outside of it, and he gave a little bit of a shove.
And that was noticed by the referee.
That's his fourth.
And Triad.
Yeah. Unger picked up his fourth right there.
Four on him, the 6'3 power forward for Triad. He'll come out. Triad, which didn't get its third foul in the first half till midway second quarter, has eight now. And Dylan Braun shoots a crucial 1-1. This to give Fort Loramie a 5- and 6-point lead. Braun strokes it and swishes it. 39-34 Redskins.
Dylan's got 17 now. He's having a heck of a second half.
He's come on strong. With 6 minutes left in this game, or just under six to go, Fort Loramie trailed 34-31. Braun's two free throws give the Redskins a 6-point edge, 40-34, nine straight by Fort Loramie. Under four to go in the game. Here is Edley on a weave with LeVan. LeVan streaks in the left corner, hands to Greavy behind him. And he jettisons up a long three. Missed it badly. Triad reeling a little bit now. Strong comeback with Fort Loramie. Redskins ahead by six. Certainly not in command yet, but more comfortable. Deep left corner, Dylan Braun thought about it, didn't shoot it. Redskins in the bonus. Foul line, Austin Siegel on the arc to Rosengarten. Back to Rosengarten. Burning straight away. Down to 3:24 to go.
They're going to match up now. He's matching up the defense.
A change by Triad. More of a man look. Here's Burning. Burning's got a little cavity right down the lane. He's blocked at the rim but fouled. Burning saw the opening. And forcefully, he took advantage. He'll shoot two.
That's one of the problems of trying to switch defenses in the middle of the sequence that time. And I don't blame him for doing it. They needed to.
Right. And sometimes you just don't get into it quite like you would prefer.
Yeah, Burning guy, they lost Burning, but and that was the fourth foul on O'Neal, too. So that was kind of a double dipper right there.
Unger and O'Neal, the two big men. Unger 6'3", O'Neal 6'6". Four fouls each. Free throw by Burning rattled out. Second one, Evan Switch. 41-34 in favor of Fort Loramie, which has reeled off 10 in a row. Excuse me as I get choked up. Getting over the last cold and trying to fight through all these games. Down to 3 minutes to go. Triad's got the ball in the right corner behind the seven. It is Unger down inside to O'Neal. He twists and turns. No good on the eight-footer. His sight line to the rim might have been interfered with by Tyler Siegel, who played good D. Shot wouldn't fall. Fort Loramie got the rebound.
Not sure why they've gone away from LeVan.
Yeah.
Last three shots are by other players.
Right. Here's Burning, 30 feet away. Now for the Redskins, who are in the double bonus. Drive by Burning. Far left corner, Braun. Braun got a little opening. Tight ropes the boundary below the backboard, and the defender's not set. It's ruled a blocking foul on Triad. Dylan Braun's got two. Well, well over 3 minutes without a point for Triad, and that's been the difference in this game. Fort Loramie has turned it up a couple notches. It was a 34-31 game with just under six to go. And now it's 42-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. 11 straight points as Dylan Braun connects at the free throw line. Redskins got a serious scare here from Triad tonight. Fort Loramie not out of the woods yet.
That's a good basketball team. I've been impressed with them.
Braun hits, 43-34. Triad will be a seeded club next year, one of the top four here in the Piqua Boys D4 sectional. You can count on that. Here's LeVan, 30 feet away. And Siegel comes over to check him. He got there late, gave him a knee. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Triad, 2:18 to go.
Yeah, it's only four. They got two more to give before Triad gets to the free throw line.
Right. Here is Triad inbounding. Goes right into O'Neal in the lane. Spins, half hook shot over Tyler Siegel. It dipped in, came out. Oh, it pinballed around, wouldn't go down. Tough luck shooting for Triad. Big rebound, Fort Loramie. And Dylan Braun skates up the floor with it. LeVan trails and fouls it. Down to 2:09 to go. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins with a late rush. In the last 4 minutes of this game, since the six-minute mark, the Redskins have reeled off 12 straight points to lead this game by nine. And the final score tomorrow in print will not reflect how this game developed over the course of the night. First free throw, good, but Dylan Braun, he's money in the bank right now. Swish again.
7 out of 8 from the free throw line here down the stretch for Loramie. And 6 for 6 for Dylan Braun.
Yeah, right guys are shooting for the Redskins. Dylan Braun now with how many points?
He's got 22.
And he's got a half a point short of 50% of Fort Loramie's, 45.
And he's got a Clancy player of the game.
I'd say so. 45-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's LeVan fighting around defense, scrambling to the basket on a drive. Crowded near the rim, left it short. No good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Boy, LeVan was bird-dogged all the way to the basket. Couldn't get it to go. Holding foul on Ober, 25 feet out, trying to harass Braun. And Braun goes to the stripe once more. That's not the young man you want to foul, although the Redskins make sure when the ball gets beyond the timeline, Braun's got his fingers on it. Free throw, Dylan Braun up and in again. He's got 23 of Fort Loramie's 46. Minute 47 to go in the game. Fort Loramie up 12. Again, Braun. And that one is right on target. How about this, Chuck? A 16-0 run by Fort Loramie in exactly the last 4 minutes.
Well, they had two good runs in the game, but Triad answered. There's not going to be enough time to answer this one.
Nope. 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 47-34 Fort Loramie. O'Neal's got the ball 25 feet away. Deep right corner, three by Ober.
Wow.
And it's in! Wow, he threw one up there earlier in this game that was every bit as high as it was long. That one comes right down through the well. Triad gets a timeout. But that's Triad's first points in over 4 minutes. Fort Loramie up 10, 47-37 late in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookens-USA.com.
Attention, veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282, 937-498-7282. Veterans, surviving spouses, know your benefits. Call 498-7282, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Well, after the timeout call by Triad on the made three, Fort Loramie threw it inbounds. Triad stole it, almost scored below the basket. Fort Loramie had to foul.
Good. It was a great foul by Braun because it kept him from making a basket, and they just have to throw the ball in now.
One
going out in the one-on-one.
Right. Team foul five on the Redskins. 1:19 to go in the fourth. Inbound to O'Neal. Back to LeVan. Off a screen. Fires. Three-pointer. Shy of the mark. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here comes Braun on the gallop down the floor. Dylan veers off into the left corner. He wants to be fouled. Now to Burning. Burning's wrapped up at the timeline by Ober of Triad. 1:05 to go in the fourth. Triad, Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 65 seconds remaining. 10-point game, 47-37. Fort Loramie in the lead after the Redskins had trailed with about six to go at 34-31. Heck of a rally by the Redskins, who did not get flustered, Chuck. I don't know if Fort Loramie was looking beyond this game. Really don't see how you could. A Triad with a high point score like LeVan had to be ready for everything the Cardinals were going to throw at you. And Triad did just that for a little better than three periods, but could not finish this game.
Well, yeah, they played well for three and a half quarters. I mean,
right.
Very well for three and a half quarters. But it's a, you know, you lost those games during the season for a reason, and it just kind of showed up here down the stretch. But they got a lot of talent coming back.
Yep. And the Fort Loramie Redskins, with guards like Dylan Braun and Evan Burning, can close the deal on you. Those two young men, along with Cody Gasson, lockdown defenders out front. And they want the ball here at crunch time. Thrown into Burning. He dribbles around. Gives it to Braun. Burning back to Braun. Foul called. 55.1 left. Burning at the stripe. Double bonus time for him. 47-37 in favor of Fort Loramie. One basket. Only 3 points by Triad since about 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. That a three-pointer by Ober. 30 seconds ago. Foul shot by Burning is in and out, no good. So far here tonight, Chuck, the young man that Fort Loramie's wanted at the stripe has been Braun. He has been fantastic shooting free throws.
10 for 10. 8 for 8 in the fourth quarter.
That's what you call perfectly fantastic. Yes. Burning in and out. Lip the rim. Neither one good. Here comes LeVan. 45 seconds to go. Skips down the lane. And Fort Loramie slides three men over to shut him off. One or two of those guys get their late foul called. Not in the act of shooting, though. On the drive, common foul, Fort Loramie 6th, 47 seconds to go. Ball inbounded to Unger. Unger catches on the arc. He goes way up in the air, high arching three, way short. Rebound, Fort Loramie, foul in backcourt on LeVan. And seconds are ticking away ever so slowly. Foul 5 on LeVan. How many points for this fine junior here tonight from Triad?
He had 14.
Tell you what, Chuck, in the end, holding LeVan 5 below his points per game average, pretty good defense by Fort Loramie. In the end, the Redskins' run of points here in the fourth quarter and the defense on LeVan throughout the evening, the difference in this game.
Yep, there sure has been. Just making free throws in the fourth quarter wins basketball games.
And Dylan Braun is the young man shooting him. And he flips in another 11 for 11. The lead is 11. 12 for 12 for Dylan Braun. Terrific free throw shooting, but Dylan, he has been like radar at the stripe tonight. 49-37 Fort Loramie, 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Edley on a weave to Unger. Here's Unger shooting that high archer. Boy, his last two, Chuck, he's just thrown up in the rafters here at the Garbury Gym, hoping somehow the ball would be on a string, and it would drop through. Here's Cherry picking Austin Siegel at the other end. Layup, got it. And the Redskins are up 14. 12 seconds to go. Edley, forecourt left. Out back to Bales. He steps into a triple, missed it wildly off to the left. Rebound up and in by Unger. 2-1. It's over. And Fort Loramie beats Triad 51-39. Looks like a 12-point double-digit walkover. That was hardly the case. It was a tight struggle as Fort Loramie trailed in this game 34-31 with about six to play. But over the final half dozen minutes in this game, outscored Triad to the tune of 20-5. 20-5. Fort Loramie closed the game last 6 minutes to whip Triad here tonight by a final count of 51-39. Triad closes the year with a mark of 9-14. It's a club that we'll be heard from next season, no doubt about it, here in the Piqua Boys D4 tournament. Triad returning a number of underclassmen. 6'6 Thomas O'Neill, a senior. Alec Ober, Noah Unger, seniors. Everyone else returns.
O'Neill's a sophomore.
I'm sorry, did I misread it?
I think so.
Thomas O'Neill, senior, 6'6.
Okay, I looked at the wrong
spot. Okay. Let's trade glasses.
You don't want my eyes, trust me.
Yeah, O'Neill is a 12th grader. He graduates. Ober and Unger, also starters, move on. But everybody in the backcourt returns. 51-39, Fort Loramie pulls it out of the fire. So many thanks to Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tire is a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. In addition, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, custom foam products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, from which you'll hear in a moment, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primaryeyecare.org. Primary Eye Care Associates, five locations in the Upper Miami Valley. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Adams Tech Solutions, high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of promotional items that can be customized, like pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, eight expanding divisions. And don't forget, you veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 498-7282. Big win for Fort Laramie here tonight, Chuck, as the Redskins fend off the Triad Cardinals after trailing 34-31 with just under six to go. The Redskins finish on a 20-5 streak to close out this game and put away Triad and win it by 12, 51-39.
Well, they had 29 points at the end of three. They scored 22 in the fourth quarter, and most of those were at the free throw line. You got to give Triad credit. They played really well, but Laramie just had a little too much for them at the end, and Dylan Braun had 26. He was just terrific. Clancy's player of the game is obviously Dylan Braun, but I'm going to give the other part of it, I'm going to give it to Austin Siegel. I thought he had a terrific game for the Redskins tonight.
Sure did.
Dylan Braun and Austin Siegel, players of the game, Clancy style.
Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Score update from Centerville. Understand, according to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, that the Yellow Jackets are going down to defeat at the hands of Springboro in Centerville, D1 sectional tourney.
Didn't they have a 15-0 lead at one point?
Yeah, 19-8 after the end of 8 minutes.
Wow, it's a tough loss.
Yep. Here tonight, Fort Laramie was in trouble, down by three. A couple minutes into the fourth quarter, Redskins turned it on. Dylan Braun stole the show late. I don't know if he can do that against the Rushi defense. Redskins will need a much more well-rounded offensive performance on Saturday night.
They need Tyler Siegel to have a bigger game than 4 points.
Yeah, no question about that. Tyler's got to stay on the floor and out of foul trouble on Saturday night. So, our sectional championships are set this coming weekend here in the Piqua Boys Division IV tournament. The number 2 seed Fairlawn Jets take on the number 4 seed Jackson Center Tigers on Friday at 7. The number 1 seed Rushi Raiders take on the number 3 seed Fort Laramie Redskins on Saturday at 7. We've got both games webcast at 6:45 from here at Piqua on Friday and Saturday evening.
And it's going to be rocking both nights in this place.
Yep.
I love the finals in here. That's why they have to split them up. There's no way they could get all those people in here for two games.
I would imagine nearly full on both evenings. Crowd should be great. And again, we've got girls action for you, district style from Troy, beginning Saturday morning at 10:45, Rushi Covington, followed by Jackson Center, Cincinnati Christian.
I'll be there.
Doubleheader, tip-offs at 11 and 1, and our webcast pregame 10:45 on Saturday morning. Looking forward to it. These games get very entertaining, close, nip and tuck, exciting, and just fun to be a part of it.
This was a good one. I mean, yep. The first game was kind of a blowout, but the second game, that was exciting down to like the last 3 minutes.
And the Fort Laramie Redskins pull it out of the fire, advanced to 19-5 on the year. Redskins got a scare, and that might have been a dose of medicine head coach Corey Britton's team needed heading into the battle with Rushi on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, you don't mind a close one if you win it.
Right, exactly. Last year in the sectional championship at the buzzer, Fort Laramie beat Rushi by a score of 52-50. Fort Laramie's only win against the Raiders in 9 tries. I think Rushi's 8-1 in the last 9 meetings, and Rushi remembers that setback all too well in the sectional final last season.
I would say they might have talked about it on the bus ride home tonight.
You're probably right about that. So many thanks to these underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, the Bluffton University MBA program, as I mentioned, Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, and Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. And in Fort Laramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Brett Gish has been our scores, Broadcast.com Chief Engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats, Color, On-Site Engineering. In Game 1 tonight, Rushi defeats Houston 80-44. In the nightcap, Fort Laramie defeats Triad, a stubborn Triad Cardinals team, I might add, 51-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.